to the KRDO Newsline and visit with our favorite reporter, Erin Real, is joining us right now. She always picks the greatest stories. I mean, you did it again, knocked it out of the ballpark. Mm-hmm. These junk fees, it does. It feels like we're paying more than what we get. What's the deal on this?
Yes, we are paying way more than what we get. But more than that, we feel as though we're being bamboozled every time we get the bill. And it doesn't matter if you've gone to a restaurant or you rented a car. I mean, God forbid you rent a car. Just double whatever the number is they initially give you. It's preposterous what happens when you finally get the bill. But the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says that these secondary fees, they diminish our ability to shop around. And CFPB data also shows that these fees, they cause us to pay way more overall because businesses can charge more than what the market will let them get away with the sticker price. It's a problem. And Biden, regardless to where you stand on him, love him or hate him, he has made this a central point of his presidency reelection, is this going after junk fees. He says that us American consumers spend about $90 billion a year in junk fees, and he's done with it. He doesn't want it anymore. And again, he might not win the presidency, but this particular point, everyone is on board with. No one out there is like, no, I like junk fees. They can stay.
I know. I signed up for some concert tickets recently, and I was thinking, oh, that's a pretty good price for the seats. You know, that's exactly what I want to spend. Because now you're allowed to, you know, through the apps, be able to click on the individual seat so you know how much it's going to cost. But then you go to check out, and it's $100 more.
Oh, man.
So there's nothing more frustrating than that.
Nothing more frustrating. And here's the thing, psychologists and marketing experts, they say that what really bugs people, yes, it's the impact on their pocketbook. That annoys them. But it's the surprise.
Yeah.
The fees that feel so unfair and the surprise, that's how you lose a customer and they never, ever come back.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can, but they're going to go elsewhere. And now there's actually this market for just the price, which sounds so silly. But people are so sick of this that they're like, just give me the price. Whatever the price is, it doesn't matter if it's more. I just don't want a penny over what you've quoted me.
Right.
That's become kind of a cottage industry now. And this is in spite of legislation moving through Congress to limit and eliminate excessive and hidden fees. We've seen similar legislation in New York and Illinois. California is working on something. But at a federal level, it's a slippery slope. You don't want them saying how much businesses can charge. But you know what, businesses, you've done this to yourself.
Yeah.
You go so long upselling so many people and frankly tricking them and making them have to pay when they get to the end. It's not fair to the consumer.
It's kind of like a lost leader type thing, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, the lost leader. All right, let's get into this summer box office bust, because that's, you know, junk fees are one thing, but entertainment's another. You know, when you're spending $60 to go see a movie at the theater, and only to see that same movie, you know, go on a streaming platform about 3 weeks later. Is Hollywood really worried about the lowest returns in decades?
They are. So they wanted a big year coming out of the writer's strike last year, and they're probably not going to get it this summer. Analysts are expecting best case scenario, we're going to see $3 billion. To give you some context, before COVID, summer box office consistently topped $4 billion. And one of the things here is that most people love their streaming and they love the content that's coming out of it, but they also haven't been going to the movies, so they don't really know what's coming out. I can ask you guys, any movie either of you are excited about this summer?
Oh, I can't wait till Garfield. No, I'm actually not waiting for Garfield.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unbelievable. And the fact that you're right, we don't see the previews as much, you know, and get excited about going to the movies. I don't even know what are the hot ones coming out this summer.
I'm actually impressed that you knew Garfield.
Thank
that
you.
That is coming out.
Well, and the Fall Guy impressed. Was supposed to be big, and it's been somewhat disappointing in its opening weekend.
Exactly. And that was kind of kicking off the early fall, the early summer season with the Fall Guy. You had Ryan Gosling, you had Emily Blunt. It brought in less than $28 million during its domestic debut. That is not the numbers they want. And Hollywood keeps making superhero movies and comic book movies. So this is the first year we don't have a massive one. We do have Deadpool and Wolverine.
That looks good.
It's an R-rated mark. Yeah, and that's R-rated, the first R-rated. So, but that does eliminate half the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see. Also, everything's a remake. We have Twister. I saw the first one. That's coming out again. We have Bad Boys with Martin Lawrence.
Bad Boys 3.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, which is always, I mean, it's a movie about Miami, and that's always awesome. But a lot of the movies, if you look at them, they're a lot of kids' movies, which is fine, but it's like Despicable Me 4.
Yeah.
It's Inside Out 2. It's the Garfield movie again.
Wow. What they should do, Aaron, is they should get all the Star Wars movies and just re-release them. Oh, wait, they're already doing that. Never mind. Anyway.
Oh, yes.
It's just awful. Anyway, Aaron, I know you're out of time. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Always doing a great job. We'll look forward to the next one.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.